What do you guys say? A little Saturday Night Live session. Let's get it, folks. 7/29/2023. God bless all of you. We're going to run it up here, and we're going to be having a Twitter space tomorrow, Sunday session. We have moved the Sunday Night Lives over to the Twitter space, or we should call it X.com. X.com. When are we going to implement XRP, Elon? We are waiting for you, brother. Come on in. Now, with that being said, massive session here tonight. We got a lot to cover. Full breakdown, current events, cryptocurrency, and the greatest transfer of wealth in world history. Just that was the only message that I really had for you guys that I wanted to get out of the way, is that we are going to be having the Twitter space session tomorrow. I don't know what time. I don't know the details. I'm going to invite everybody. Let's see who shows up. Let's have a good time. And what motivated me to go live tonight was I was tuning into some Twitter spaces, listening to some chit chat, some Twitter talking head action. And it just motivated me to fire up a live and get it going and provide some value and provide some content, because there's just a lot of nonsense. There's still a lot of FUD. And this is something that we warned about in the middle of a bear market, in the middle of recession, as the middle of the system being burned down, collapsing. We shared breaking news today from Inside Paper reporting and covering from New York Times that the systems are under attack. And for those of us that have been tapped in, we knew they were under attack. I mean, if you've been paying attention at all, you understood that we have been under attack. You know, where I live, there was they sabotaged the train tracks where I live. Just some little, you know, protesters. I mean, we have terrorist activity taking place every day across this planet, and definitely moving and coming back home here in the United States. We're going to break it down, and we're starting out with the current events, with the political theater at the very top, and then we'll work our way into the cryptocurrency update for you guys. We are going to be talking real estate tonight as well. Going to try to cover all of our bases as we do. You guys know, we look at all of these asset classes when we encompass our full strategy for actually surviving during these times. Survive till 2025 is kind of the catchphrase that's probably going to get overplayed over the next year and a half, but that's going to kind of be the motto, guys, is survive till 2025. Even if you have XRP, we warned about this moment in the timeline, in the grand stage and the great timeline here. We warned about this time when it was going to be chaos and confusion for everybody else, and the end of the world as we know it for everybody else. And we have to step into this new system. We have to help reset it, restructure, revalue, and pick up from what's left. You know, this thing got way blown out of proportion. It's continuing to get pumped up. Who knows how long they can pump this thing out? $32.6 trillion national debt for the United States government, over $100 trillion unfunded liabilities. That's just for the United States. Check the balance sheet of the big banks in the United States, not looking good. Check the balance sheet of central banks across this planet, not looking good. And these other countries are adjusting and resetting because they don't have a choice. They're moving away from the dollar because they don't have a choice. We have weaponized the dollar. Nobody trusts us. Even our allies are turning against us every single day. And they're not turning against us. And let me be clear. When we cover, you know, the news today was that China was, you know, looking to, that they had planted something within our systems. And I'll just leave it at that, right? We got our grid and we got our systems under attack by people here at home too. Right. But we don't have a battle really with the people of these countries. It's these world leaders and these entities and corporations that are moving the thing here. And we just get to watch on this grand stage. And what we can do with a little YouTube platform, with a little TikTok platform, is we can talk about it. We can unite and we can vote not only at the booth, but with our dollar, i.e. dropping the dollar right alongside all of these other countries that I have sympathy for, as the United States has abused its power of the reserve currency. So with that context being provided, let's run up a session tonight, guys. Cheers and God bless all of you guys for tuning in here. Like I said, really looking forward to the session tomorrow on the Twitter spaces. It's going to be a good time, but I had to get this update in. We got a lot to cover, so hope you guys are tuned in. Hope you got some popcorn. Hope you got an adult beverage or something to enjoy yourself. We're going to be here for a minute, but let's run through it quickly. Thank you. God bless. Let's roll. So right now we're looking at this cryptocurrency market, and we see that the overall market cap is $1.19 trillion, 29.3 for Bitcoin, 18.79 for Ethereum, and XRP is at 71 cents. Nothing's moving. I feel like I've said those prices are the equivalent of for the last like five updates. We've just been moving sideways, really. But what we did is we shared this chart with the Discord group this morning. This is the weekly chart. weekly chart on Bitcoin, Tether, and you're looking at this thing, and what it did was a 342% bull trap rally in the middle of the 2019 bear market. Currently, in the middle of the 2023 bear market, we see a 104% rally that just took place. That's a little fun. We're having a good time. Stocks are rallying. Stocks are ripping. And what's happening is that folks are forgetting the fundamentals that we still got to watch out for. When we talk about current events, we got to talk about the man, the orange man here, the big bad guy, former President Donald Trump. And we're going to show you guys what's taking place here on this world stage here in the United States that brings in continued chaos, continued destruction, continued distractions. Folks debating this, that, who's going to save them? Is Trump going to save me? Is Biden going to save me? Is any politician going to save me? Or is it all man and woman for themselves as we ride through this reset? Now, former President Trump says that Joe Biden has been paid off and is a corrupt president. Now, at this point, these allegations are common knowledge, mainstream news having to acknowledge it. And what you're seeing is a mainstream news that's been trying to cover up for these type of operations that have been taking place, wielding power and using this power to pay, get paid in the tune of millions, tens of millions, and much further. And to sell out the American people to the tune of trillions of dollars that this DC corporation has racked up. So what President Trump is saying tonight is should be common knowledge until we see evidence and facts to prove the opposite of what's been, you know, thrown about here. And it's pretty damning. And I'm just going to say, we call Big Joe the big guy, right? That's his nickname. The big guy is Joe. Well, his son, we're going to call the little guy. You know, I like to be careful when I talk about these folks and what they've been doing. So sometimes we got to speak in code. So the code name for HB is the little guy. Okay, folks, this is damning as hell. I wish I didn't have to spend time covering this, but the reason that we do is so that we can understand what's about to play out here. How in the hell has Biden not been impeached yet? And the crimes and the corruption that we're seeing here is disturbing. The little guy in 2018 paid a Russian PIMP $25,000 from Joe Biden's bank account, causing the Secret Service to frantically rush to his hotel. Now, I don't care to cover this in depth and read this whole story. You guys know the deal, but it's very clear. The little guy was paying his father's phone bills, house repairs, and monthly expenses, and told his daughter that he paid for everything for this entire family for 30 years. But don't worry, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. So everybody had to cut a check to the big guy, and the little guy was a big part of the operation too. And I don't have to read on further. You guys understand this is beyond impeachment. We should have already filed. I mean, there already have been impeachment filed a couple times here. But we're going to have to watch this thing. It is going to be political theater in the U.S. like you've never seen before, folks. Because the corruption that's about to be exposed on the Biden family is massive and much further than that. But then you're seeing that Trump is set to go to trial in May. So you're going to have both sides of the aisle, both sides of the beast, both sides of the operation, both sides of the psyop. Oh, let's throw in aliens. And this is what America is going to be distracted by over the next year and a half as they continue to rug pull and kill the American dream. That is the plan. That is the agenda. The political theater is for your enjoyment. Now, Trump calls on Republican challengers, on all Republican challengers, to drop out of the primary and their funds be used to finance the largest ballot harvesting operation the world has ever seen. How about that, folks? Can you imagine? And what we can start to use our money towards when we actually get together. And thankfully, we've had the platform X now, is what it's called, Twitter, after it was taken over by Elon, is allowing a little bit more free speech. Not so much censorship. We're going to have to be watching this one closely. Here in the United States, we're fighting like hell. I know you guys in other countries putting up a good fight too. But it's looking like we're going to have a serious operation, a serious show to watch all the way through this election cycle of next year, November 2024. Now, when you look at the rest of the world, they're calling us out on the BS. They're tired of it. Eritrea President Isaias Afwerki. Quote, they are printing money, They are not manufacturing anything at all. It's printing money. This has been one of their weapons globally. We need a new financial architecture globally. This is the Russia-Africa summit. Now, what you have to watch closely is how the BRICS nations are pulling up to Africa, pulling up to South America, compared to how we're pulling up in the West. Right, we pull up with fiat money, and let me be careful with my words here. Sometimes try to force our way through the barrel of a gun, right? God bless our troops, but holy cow, have they tried to use our military and use our operations, and now we're sending tens of billions. I see a super chat from JJ10Spot. Smash the thumbs up. Zach, I'm glad to see you. How do I join the Discord? P.S. It's about to get very crazy for the USA. We are being robbed by our own government. JJ, you can join the Discord group by going to my website. It's ZachRichter.com. There's a link that says Discord Patreon right at the very top. And you pay through Patreon to get access to the Discord. It is a paid group. Right now, it is $45 to enter the group. If you're looking to get tapped in, it's all at my website, ZachRichter.com. TikTok, the link in the bio takes you to my website. And that's all I got to say. I don't do sponsorships. I don't do promotions. I just have my own program and community. So I appreciate all the support, guys. It really means the world to me. Thank you, JJ, for the 10 spot. What we have, though, like you said, to your point, crazy for the USA over the next year, 100%. And it's only going to get worse from here on out. We're just getting started. I mean, we're in the second inning of this show. And so, yes, as we were saying, the rest of the world calling us out on our BS, and whether it's a small country or whether it's a big country, the point that I was making is these bigger countries, the BRICS nations, you know, in particular, Russia and China, China been doing this in a major way, is they're pulling up to these countries with a new deal. It's not the American deal. It's not the deal that the West had with them. It's a different deal. And they're settling in a different currency other than the US dollar. And that's why we say that America has to wake up to what is taking place. We have to understand that they are calling us out on the world stage on our BS, not only calling us out and talking the talk like we do here in America so well, but actually moving their money. And so, like I said, we can do the same thing. And that's where we have our power, is not just voting at the booth, but voting with our money as well. Every time we stack XRP, we're exiting the system and moving into the new system. We're moving into the quantum financial system. We're moving into a new reality with clarity for XRP. God bless Judge Torres for giving us that ruling. I think that was a really good ruling. What do you guys think? Now, let's keep it rolling, folks. So what we're looking at right now, and this is why we pull up with such a serious tone on an every night basis, and why we just stick to the program and we ask, how is your program working out? Because the truth of the matter, when you go through the headlines, when you cut through all the BS and the narratives and the hype, and you look at what's taking place on Main Street, when you look at these businesses, small and medium businesses, right, account for over half of our workforce, well over. Most of our workforce is small to medium businesses. But when you look at this right here, in the first half of 2023, 340 U.S. firms filed for bankruptcy, setting a new 13-year high. 340 U.S. firms filing for bankruptcy in the first half of this year, setting a 13-year high per CNBC. Guys, this is not good. You move on over to the average interest rate on U.S. credit card balances has moved up to 20.7%. With data going back to 1994, that's the highest rate we've ever seen. The highest rate on credit card interest that we've ever seen. 20%. We move on over to this next article. We're going to move into the real estate, and we're talking about the opportunities at hand here. Real estate with your businesses. We talk about crypto every day. We talk about precious metals as well. The opportunity in real estate is really starting to show itself. Really starting to show itself, and because it's getting so unaffordable out there. This article right here from Zero Hedge, by Tyler Durden. Bidenomics accelerates death of American dream as housing affordability crisis stokes mobile home demand. So what we're starting to see is RV sales are falling off, but mobile home demand is actually up. So if we scroll on down here, rather than focusing on the continued RV down cycle, mainly the result of high borrowing costs which popped the demand bubble, we thought the most critical data from this report is the ongoing surge in demand for the park model RVs. Park model RVs finished June up 7.7% compared to the same month last year, with 391 wholesale shipments, RVIA said in the report. So we are up on the park model RVs. And when we go on over to this next article right here, you can see what the problem is. Amy Nixon, Texas Runner DFW on Twitter. Might this be because a million TikTok gurus are trying to buy it as a starter property for their newborn rental portfolio? I'm that TikTok guru that's about to buy some rental, get the rental portfolio going 100%. But the point here, this article from Bloomberg, it says it's getting even harder to afford a starter home in the U.S. And I'm about to read your article, but this is Amy interjecting that you have a lot of folks that are, yes, trying to start their real estate investment portfolio. But you, and she says, or because private equity buys them by the thousands, which you also have that too. For the first-time home buyer, for someone who's trying, you know, in the market for new construction, you have Wall Street hedge funds that are buying up whole neighborhoods. Or because foreign money parks itself in them. We've seen that too, especially on the West Coast. Especially on the East Coast too, you guys have seen that in Miami as well. It's nuts. Dudes need to park $1 million in America or in Canada. I've seen it up in BC, Vancouver, Toronto. These guys have more money that they need to do something with. They're getting it out of their home countries as fast as possible. And, you know, they're buying real estate and businesses in our stocks and equity markets. And, oh, by the way, they're looking at cryptocurrencies now as well. MC Prosperity 20 Spot, keep up the great work, Zach. MC, I always appreciate your support, brother. So this is why we have such a shortage here in the real estate market, right? Is because you have plenty of folks that have been trying to invest in real estate, along with a historical shortage that we have in the housing market right now. This article from Bloomberg, let's take a look at this. It's getting even harder to afford a starter home in the U.S. First-time buyers need to earn at least $64,500 a year to afford the average entry-level house, according to a new report. Now, it's interesting. In this report, with mortgage rates near 7%, affording the record $243,000 price tag on the average entry-level home in the U.S. is increasingly out of reach for the first-time buyers. I don't know where you guys, I know in, you know, parts of Texas, I know in kind of the Midwest and some of these areas, I know there are markets where you're getting a $243,000 home, but I will tell you that you are paying double and triple that in my market. You're definitely upwards of $500,000 to $600,000 for that average entry level home in my market. That's why my market's so jacked up, so hard for the first time home buyer. With mortgage rates near 7%, to afford the $243,000 average entry home, you need to be making $64,500, which most of the people in my area don't even make that much. So to afford the $243,000, most people in my area don't even make that much. But that foreign money's coming in, but the real estate investors have been coming in, the Californians have been moving up, and everybody's been eating it up. And there's a shortage on good neighborhoods, on good areas. Now, we should look at this data here from Allie Wolf. Annualized housing starts are down year over year in most of the top 25 production markets, massive jumps quarter over quarter, though. Now, sure enough, you go look at the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue is actually up. Year-over-year difference of up 36% for housing starts. Portland, Vancouver, Hillsboro, Oregon, Washington, that little Portland metro area, up 53% year-over-year on new housing starts. So that's the good news in some of these markets, is that there's going to be a record amount of new inventory coming on. And so where you're going to be able to find deals is going to be on these new homes. These builders have room to work. These builders have room to negotiate. A lot of folks on the resale market are still trying to get 2022 prices, and they might be able to. If it's a, you know, an house that's updated in a desirable neighborhood next to good schools, it might go after asking right now. I'm seeing it in my area. I'm seeing you guys report on that in some other markets as well. Good schools, good community. People want safety. This is about your family. This is where I said emotions get involved in the real estate transaction, in the real estate deal, which is why you're going to see folks hold on longer than they would with their stocks, their crypto, or any other investments. You want to talk about getting emotionally attached as an investor, talk about being a homeowner and living the white picket fence American dream, right? Now, your patience will pay off in the real estate market here, right? I do think that we are going to see some deals coming online, because as long as these rates stay elevated at these levels and don't return back to where they were, it's going to be not as affordable as a market as it once was. So we will have to adjust somewhat, but it's all about supply and demand, and location, location, location is the number one, you know, piece of advice that everybody says with real estate. Location, location, location. And so if you're in a good market, good schools, good community, no crime, you're good to go. If you're in the inner cities of America where the purge is taking place and commercial buildings are completely empty with no prospects, well, if you want to invest in a war zone, God bless you. God bless you. And I'm looking forward to this. I am looking forward to America's comeback. Let me say that. I've watched a documentary on Detroit the other day. It looks pretty crazy out there. But you're starting to see folks revitalize these cities. We're bringing it back. And they're trying to bring back a lot of manufacturing to the United States as well. It's just, it's not going to be humans working the line. It's going to be robots. So it's a different setup here. But the point being, folks, is that depending on your market, right, not all markets are created equal. So it's hard to speak generally on the real estate. That's why I encourage everybody. You know, everybody needs housing. So everyone should be taught the basic fundamentals of the real estate market and how to properly buy a house. Not fall for the American dream and FOMO into one that you're not going to be able to afford. But I was just listening to the data. It's almost half the homes in America don't even have a mortgage. 42% of homes, I think, is the stat. It's either 42 or 46. I can't remember. Nearly half the homes in America don't have a mortgage. You are not going to have distressed sellers there. Unless we get a serious recession and a downturn in the stock markets, in our economy. Now, you guys let me know in the comments where you think this is going. Is Bidenomics working out? Is it going to get better? Or, you know, do we have some more to clean out? I know a lot of folks, a lot of Twitter bros, the FinTwit bros, all they can think about is stocks go up. I'm a smart kid. My stocks go up. And they've been enjoying the pump. And there's been crypto bros in the same bag. As someone who's in the XRP community, I don't just speak on this because I'm jealous because everybody else got gains and everybody else got the bull run. No. It's about understanding the fundamentals, right? The parties looked fun. I'm glad you had a party. But what do you do with the wealth next? You made $1 million off Bitcoin. You made 10 million trading memes. You made whatever you did. You got whatever business. You participated in a participation trophy economy. Now what? What's your balance sheet look like now? What's your cash flow statement now? How much suppressed assets do you stack? You know, and we're finding out who the real ones are quickly. In real estate, Ali, it's an incredible opportunity. I'm so excited. And we've been talking more at an intimate level because it's more of an intimate conversation with real estate. I got so many people now that are watching me in my local market that I'm trying to be more careful when I talk about real estate, because I don't want to put some of these folks on blast. But you know what I'm saying, right? Like when I speak here and I come on my live sessions, I keep it real with you guys, but I'm trying to be a little bit careful there. But in our Discord group, we've been talking about some of these deals, some of these markets in the real estate asset class at a more intimate level. And it's exciting as hell, folks. Let me know in the comments down below what you're looking forward to do here. You know, I know many of you guys already got a place. You already got a home. Are you starting your real estate portfolio? Are you scared of the real estate asset class? What's your plan? What are we doing here? You know, I know a lot of people are thinking about cashing out right now. And this is where we will get more distressed sellers if this economy gets worse. That's about the only thing. Because as long as this economy is still, you know, maintaining these levels, folks can still make those payments. And as long as they don't have to pay back the student loan debt, right now it is tightening up, but folks can maintain, right? And like I said, many new homes, new families, I should say, are still FOMOing into those new homes, into the American dream. Myself included, I'm trying to be careful. We walk in properties, we're taking a look. Got to be careful here. With that being said, guys, let's continue on into the, this is the last point that I wanted to make on real estate before we get into cryptocurrency. Take a look. To reiterate the point, today's inventory is approximately 46% below the average level since 1999. And according to Zillow, the U.S. ultimately needs 4.3 million more homes. We'll likely see a tight supply of homes for the foreseeable future, says Jeff Havenstein. And the article here, the headline is waiting for home prices to drop. Good luck. And that's the problem that I'm looking at right now in my market, too. I'm like, they're not going to drop that much. Like, they're going to come down some and it's going to get tighter. But when you look at the supply demand situation here, approximately 46 below the average level since 1999, which can get caught up to speed. One final point that I did want to make on the real estate, though, is that I do think that they've set this up. When you look at what they've done with all of the laws, permits, and regulation, the red tape around building and construction, right? They've really tightened it up in some areas, right? And in other areas, you know, it's a lot easier to build. But it's almost like they've done this by design to keep that market propped up. Now, if you're building a multifamily apartment, you know, if you're building coffin apartments in the city, you know, they just sign off on those permits right away. Go ahead, please. Coffin apartments in the city, go ahead, right? But when it comes to building the place out in the county, especially in some of these crazy states, you guys know what I'm talking about. If you live in one of these states, 50 grand in wetland mitigation to build your property. Then they cut your property in half because of wetland mitigation. And your property's not wetlands at all. You know what I mean? It's just crazy. And so it's almost as if it's been done by design to keep this market so propped up. So propped up. And this real estate market in the United States has been one of the biggest safe haven asset classes for the world for decades. And it's going to continue to be that way. So I'm still very bullish on America real estate, on American economy, on cryptocurrencies. But it's just like I say with crypto, we got a lot to clean out before we can start building anew again. Now, with that being said, right on into the crypto update, we have this one here being shared around. Financial giant SBI showcases XRP usage for ODL remittances between Japan and the Philippines, shared by CryptoBasic.com. Leading Japanese financial giant SBI recently disclosed future developments for ODL in Japan as it leverages XRP for domestic and international remittances. So they're firing up corridors over here, folks, and SBI has been making some serious moves. Definitely exciting. This was announced during its Zoom webinar on July 28th. The webinar featured speeches from Emi Yoshikawa, Ripple's Vice President of Strategy and Operations, and Tomohiko Kondo, the Representative Director and President of SBI VC Trade. Notably, SBI VC Trade convened the webinar to deliberate on the recent court ruling in the Ripple case and to disseminate crucial insights on utilizing XRP. Furthermore, the discussion encompassed forthcoming opportunities for XRP and Ripple's ODL solution alongside initiatives from SBI Group. So that's massive. That's massive. And it's really ramping up over there in APAC. They're firing it up in Euro. And when we look at the data now, we covered this the other day, but now it's hitting the Times, tabloid.com. It's hitting the news. It's hitting the headlines and it's getting shared around. And folks are thinking, oh, wait, hold up. There are some deals being done here with Ripple. And over 15% of countries in the world are in discussion to use Ripple CBDC platform. Wallace Ripple, VP of Central Bank Engagements and CBDCs, revealed in an interview that the company is engaged in ongoing conversations with 30 countries regarding adoption. Well, you know, it depends on what you say. So basically, he said that there's 5 live partnerships. There's 5 that haven't been announced, and they're in conversations with 20, right? So, you know, this is where they pull the numbers of about 15% of countries worldwide and where they're coming up with the number of 30 countries. There's 5 that have been announced. There's and including Palau stablecoin, which is not on the CBDC private ledger. That is on the public XRP ledger mainnet. The same ledger, the same DEX that me and you are using, that's the same ledger, right? The public ledger, the public mainnet that is utilizing XRPL for Palau stablecoin. And it's a US dollar backed stablecoin, which is so massive. Folks still don't even realize the implications of that, right? I'm still, you know, just thinking of where this is going. And now I've been following the I forget the name of the guy, but he's the minister of finance guy that's been talking about this a lot. I think his name's Jay or something like that. But he's been sharing all this stuff. I started following him. And Plow's digital residency and all these different programs that they have for investing in Plow and digital residency. I'm like, I put out the tweet tonight. And I was like, so are we all getting digital residency in Plow or what? Because it's looking like a pretty good deal. And they're using the XRP ledger right away. That's like, for me, is like, okay, this country means business, right? But folks, folks are frustrated on price action. Let me take a sip of my adult beverage before we get into this rant. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. If you haven't already, please smash that thumbs up. Saturday night session. So we're going to take a sip of our adult beverage and we're going to talk about price action real quick. So folks are frustrated with price action, even though on the monthly chart, we've already made a massive move. We'll be closing the monthly here in just 2 days, right? So we're about to close a massive monthly candle that's going to remain very bullish when you're zoomed out. When you're trading the 15 or the 5 minute and you're all zoomed in and tweaking out, you're not going to see what we're talking about. But when you zoom out on the macro, you're going to see charts like this from Mr. Level Up. He says it won't be exact, similar response though. And he shares this chart. This is XRP. And you compare this to what XRP did in 2000 into 2021. 2021, it made that big run up right at the very beginning. But you see that structure that we're in right now, we're trending sideways and we're getting ready to absolutely rip. Now, if we rip and we kind of follow that fractal, we're easily up in above $1.50 upwards to $2. Now, You're going to complain now and say that, well, we're not here for $1.50. We're not here for $2. Neither am I. But think about how we were all losing our minds when XRP shot up to nearly $1 after that ruling. Think about how all the exchanges shut down. Okay, so let's double that. Now we're at $2. We're all going to be losing our minds. Every single person. The whole crypto space will be watching us. Guys, we're getting set up to make this move where the spotlight's on us. Everybody's watching the XRP community. The rest of the space is still like chickens with their head cut off, running around, not knowing what's going to happen. We have clarity. We have 10 to 15% of the countries worldwide already in discussions with Ripple, with multiple central banks already utilizing the XRP ledger. We are about to make that move. And as soon as we go over $1 to $1.50 to $2, what are you going to do then? Are you going to be buying? I know a lot of people bought in at $1.50 at $2, right? No, we're all trying to buy sub $1. We've all been, trying to buy dollar cost average, load up. Well, those days are gone, potentially forever after this move. Forever, okay? We're so close to being there. But yet folks aren't going to make it to the dance. They already have had to sell out, which I have sympathy for. The bear market, the recession, the tough times, your business is feeling it. I went to Costco today with wifey. I get it, man. It's crazy out here trying to feed a family and put some diapers on your child. I get it. Okay? I understand. But we are so close and folks are not keeping their focus and their eyes on the prize on what are you going to do. First off, have you stacked enough? And I'm not trying to get anybody to FOMO in, but have you stacked enough? And what's the exit strategy? What's the reallocation program? What is the plan once we go to $2? Could we go to $5? Could we go to $10? When you zoom out and when you look at where we go on this next bull run over the next year or two, way zoomed out, you're going to have to pull up the weekly chart. You're going to have to pull up the monthly chart. And you're going to have to pull these fractals. Excuse me. And you look at where we're going. I like to stay super conservative, which is why I bring up $10. It's a big psychological number. If we extend out like many other projects did last bull run, we extend to, about that area. So what are you going to do at $2 XRP, at $5 XRP, at $10 XRP? Maybe you want to create a plan if it goes higher than that. Maybe you don't believe it's going to go higher than that. That's fine. To each their own. I'm not here to tell you what to do. But I am here to warn the XRP community that we are right at this point where we go to prices and we never come back down to these levels again. We never come back down to these prices ever again. Now, does this play out next month? Does this play out next year? You see on that chart that I just showed you, if we follow that fractal pretty similar, we're going to be moving here shortly. Okay? And the $1.50 to $2 range doesn't excite you. You don't plan on exiting at $2, right? That's fine. Neither do I. My levels that I plan on first taking a little sliver of profit is going to be about 10 bucks. And the whole joke about that is that I don't even expect to be able to sell off my XRP because I don't think that any exchange is going to have liquidity. I don't even expect to be able to sell and make my profits on my XRP at 10 bucks. They went bust at a dollar. Now, Uphold's talking about how they're upping their standards and they're going to do a deal and get it all ready to go for this next bull run. But there's going to be a lot of people hitting that sell button, trying to hit the off-ramp all at once. It's going to be a traffic jam. And these exchanges have been struggling at prices that are a fraction of where we could be going quickly. And we have to look at the metrics, the data, the stats. You know, emotions aside, I know a lot of people just want XRP to be more. No, let's actually go look at the data and confirm. And what are we seeing? ODL growth, new corridors, Japan, Philippines. Japan is live with XRP right now. Korea eating up a bunch of XRP right now. They're about to flip the switch in Europe as well. They already have ODL out of France and Sweden. They already have Mataco over there in Switzerland. They fired up corridors in South America. They've been firing up some corridors in Africa as well. And you're going to see it fire up now in the United States. And the big $1 trillion question, right, is Tether going to make it? And right now, that's the main thing that I see that can bring down XRP with the rest of the space. Is this stablecoin legislation. Everybody's cheering it on. Everybody's celebrating. Everybody's finally, we're getting regulations and rules here in the United States for crypto. But if you read the bill, if you look at what's in there, many of these stablecoins aren't going to make it. Many of these companies are going to have a hard time coming into compliance. Tether worries me. I'm not here to spread Tether FUD. I'm not here to be that guy. It's just something that I'm taking note of. And the fact that it is the most traded pair with XRP as well. So if Tether gets killed, if Tether gets sacrificed, if Tether tries their best, maybe they're, you know, a fine legal company. And maybe they are able to come into compliance. Well, then there we go. We start the next bull run and we're well on our way, right? But I always try to worry, you know, not worry, but run through the scenarios on what could go wrong for our XRP investment right now, for our other crypto investments. You think XRP is going to get hurt? These other cryptos might not make it out of this bear market. Many of them won't. But Tether is the most traded pair with XRP. You also have USD picking up. You have many other currency pairs as well. But if we lost our Tether volume, if we lost our ability to trade in and out with Tether, that would be bad for all of crypto. Now, I know that's kind of a nuclear event for crypto, and many people still kind of count that out. But when you read the bill, when you read what they're trying to pass here in the United States, I don't see, you know, maybe they're able to come into compliance. Maybe they have strong reserves. Maybe they can do full KYC AML of everybody downstream of all the transactions. Maybe they can. Right. But regardless, what I see right now is that with these rules, with the stablecoin law that's being passed and with the SEC now being able to take Judge Torres' ruling for sales to institutions, and they can go after everybody else in the space. And they already have started that process. So the SEC is coming after everybody. Everybody else has to come into compliance with the CFTC and with the new laws that Congress sets forward. And they're going to have to be straight. They're going to have to do KYC. They're going to have to do AML. God willing, we're going to get the ability to self-custody. They just added that back in. They had removed it. Now they've added it back in. So it looks like we are going to have the right to self-custody our own digital assets. Thank you. Appreciate it. But right now, I know a lot of people been messaging me. I've seen it in the comments. I've listened to it in the Twitter spaces. I've seen it out there that a lot of people are getting down and getting frustrated with the price action. They thought that this would be an instant move to double digits, an instant move to $50, an instant move to at least $2 or new all-time high. And I thought that we would have moved higher by now as well. But I also had been talking about for the last 2 years about how when XRP got to this moment, that we could be seeing a market in chaos around us. So that would be a problem, right? But I think that folks are so focused on micro time frames, zoomed in on 15-minute charts, 5-minute charts, looking at maybe the 4-hour chart is as zoomed out as we get. And everybody's trying to do a quick trade. I heard, you know, and some people, and even myself, I considered selling off some of my XDC. I was like thinking on my XDC and my XLM bag, I'm like, man, I just did, you know, did about 100%, 150% from when I picked up. I had sold off both. I sold off my XLM and I bought way more XRP. And then I sold off my XDC, put that all into a trading bag. And then I've grown that trading bag this whole bear market. But then I picked up XDC again. So doubled up that bag that I did pick up, and I was listening to somebody else in a space talking about how they sold off XDC so that they could buy more XRP. And I'm not here whether to say that that's right or wrong. It's just I'm glad to hear that folks have a plan and a program and they're ready to move, because I see that these digital assets, the suppressed ones, are getting ready to take off, and the rest of the space is going to be looking at us to lead the way. That's what's coming to the XRP community. As we've always said, right, the adults are in the XRP community, right? And so I just want to give a huge shout to everyone from the content creators all the way to the folks that have just stacked up a couple thousand XRP, or they're just getting started, and you bought your first XRP last week. If you're new here, God bless you. I've been seeing more and more tweets about folks that have left other chains coming to XRP now and how great it is. And this is just the beginning. So, folks, keep your eyes on the prize. Understand, when we look at the TA, this thing's getting ready to move rather violently and here soon. So just prepare for that and understand what your exit strategy is, what your reallocation program will be. What are you going to do at certain price levels for all of these digital assets, not just your XRP? Because they're all starting to move in tandem. So what else are we working with, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in here tonight. Quarter after 10 on the West Coast. So this is a late night session. Really appreciate you guys for being here with me. God bless all of you. How are we doing? See, this is the thing, is that it's not that I need to see the market cleared out or cleaned out. It's just when I look at what happened in the past, that's what happened, right? When I look at the 2019 bear market, we did a 342% bull trap rally before we got killed, basically moved sideways through the second half of 2019. And then in March 2020, the events in the simulation hit us and killed us back down to 3K. We went from 3,000 to 13,000, back down to 3K, back down to complete panic and chaos, and nobody knew what to do. Complete fear. Are we going to get that type of event again? Who knows? We have a list. You guys know there's dozens of scenarios that could be playing out, that are playing out, as it was mainstream news tonight, that our systems are under attack. We've been talking about this for a decade, about how vulnerable our systems are here in the United States, how dependent we are on other countries for our essentials, for our medicine, the valuable resources that we do have in this country we've sold off. This country has been completely hijacked, and the politicians that are running the show have profited off the whole thing. What systems? Well, all utility systems, basically. All utility, water, power, internet, and in relation to our military infrastructure as well. So it's not just like basic attack on basically the public utilities. This is actually going after military infrastructure as well. Sophisticated attack. Christy, I appreciate you in the chat. God bless all of you guys. Thank you so much. God bless all of you guys. Let me take some Q&A real quick. How are we doing tonight, guys? So we're going to be running up a Sunday session tomorrow on the Twitter Spaces, x.com, I guess we should call it. Make sure you guys pull up over there. Welcome, guys. If you're new here, make sure you guys subscribe over at my YouTube. Make sure you follow here on TikTok. Everything is at my website, ZachRichter.com. God bless all of you guys. Oh, look at this. I love this. Phi Lone Vu. I feel real XRP soldiers holders are functioning on a very high frequency vibration. Fear is not in our vocabulary. God bless you guys. God bless you. Hey, we all are fighters and patriots. We really are. We're not just from America. We're scattered across this beautiful planet, and we're all fighting like hell to save it. And XRP is just one part of our strategy, right? 100%. God bless you. And, yeah. Love the live. Yeah, thank you. Hey, Zach, what's your business? So I have a property service business, and then I have a media business. I've diversified in my income and my businesses, and that's an important part of the strategy as well. So I have an old school physical business, and then I have a new school digital business. That's the media. Then I diversify. First off, I go on defense. I've stacked silver. And then I go on offense, and I've invested way too much into XRP. I got some other cryptos. I trade crypto, and we're looking at some other moves as well. Looking to buy my first home, remaining patient, and then also building a real estate investment portfolio. Not financial advice. I'm not here for you guys to copy my plan. I'm 28 years old. I'm a young guy. I work every single day, and I just love my family, and I'm just going to fight like hell till the very end. Media, yes. Yeah, so the platforms are YouTube, TikTok, Twitter. We are on Facebook, Meta, Instagram now. We also have the podcast available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. So we're trying to get it on all the platforms. And the program, as you guys know, is just trying to provide the education that we need and the understanding that we need to break down the current events. Cryptocurrency is one of our favorite asset classes, but we understand real estate, precious metals, and the equity markets as well. Big part of the program is running our businesses, side hustles. Even if we have a job, we figure out how to make more money at our job, bring more value to our company, make sure that our company is going to survive the recession. Yellow, one of the biggest trucking companies in America, is about to go bankrupt here on Monday. File for bankruptcy, shutter its doors. So big disruptions in every single industry. There's a massive opportunity at hand, but you know, it comes with the sacrifice. It comes with putting in a lot of work. Is there a crypto book for beginners? Stephanie, that's a great question. I don't know one offhand crypto book for beginners. I don't have one. And in my Discord group, I try to provide the most value. So sorry, not sorry for shilling my own group, but that's what we are essentially trying to do with our Discord community, is we bring up people from the very beginning and get you tapped in with folks that are experienced not only in cryptocurrency, but in real estate, in businesses, in other assets, in investing. And that's the power of the community that we've built over there. Property service, as in property management, maintenance. Yeah, so landscape construction and maintenance. Yeah. Yeah, I know that dudes say the XRP is a trap and only naive investors will buy it. Yeah, I know that people say stuff like that, but what you're seeing is that there's more institutional and bank demand than there was last year. You're seeing on-demand liquidity grow. you're seeing that banks and institutions are trying to move into the space, but they don't have clarity. They don't know how to properly move in. And you have a company like Ripple that's covering all of the things that matter here with custody solutions with Medico, all the way to Liquidity Hub, being able to source the best liquidity for every single blockchain, not just XRP. Ripple servicing everybody in that aspect, but then they also treat XRP as the heartbeat of the company, and they're utilizing XRP to be that world reserve digital currency that is a bridge currency between every single asset token of value in this internet of value that's being created. We're in the beginning stages, and we are still early, and I know that folks are very frustrated with price action, but just look at the market cap in a traditional, traditional way to view markets, like we view stocks and equities. You look at the $3 trillion that came into the crypto space last bull run, that's nothing. Traditional equities is in the hundreds of trillions. Derivatives is in the quadrillions. Debt is in the hundreds of trillions. Real estate, yeah, I mean, you look at all these markets, right? And the massive utility that's being built at the XRP Ledger level with automated market makers coming, NFTs just came. We were late to NFTs, which doesn't matter because we did it right. We don't have all these bugs. We don't have all these issues like all these other ledgers do. All these other ledgers, they all have flaws, right? There's pros and cons of every ledger. It's not that XRP is the best ledger for everything. It's just that they did the right thing, the most important thing first. Payments, scalability, cheap and efficient payments. It can handle a lot of value flowing on the ledger. Now we get NFTs, now we get automated market makers, now we get an update for smart contracts, and now we have legal clarity. So now we have the proper party. Huge shout out to Brad Garlinghouse and team. And now we have conversations with 15% of countries worldwide. Let's see how many we end up securing, how many actually utilize the XRP ledger, and how many stack XRP on their balance sheet. And I understand it's frustrating. I understand you need money. I need money. I get it. I understand people's frustration. I have sympathy for it. Okay? But when you really look at what's being built out here, you know, it allows you to understand that we're going to have to remain a little bit patient for, towards the end of this year and next year, I think we begin in the next bull run. We're not in the next bull run yet. At any single time, though, all it takes is one announcement from a bank or an institution in the United States to go live with ODL or admit that they've stacked XRP on their balance sheet, and we're moving. You look at Mr. Level Up's chart that I showed you guys earlier. I'll show you guys here again. The move that we've been watching is this one right here. Moving sideways, folks get frustrated right before you absolutely rip. And like I said, even going to $1.50, $2 messes up the whole party for everybody. Because folks are going to be very conflicted on whether or not to sell because you need the money. Because now we have the highest interest rate on credit cards in history, 20%. Now we have housing affordability at the lowest level in decades. Now we have rampant inflation, despite what they say with the CPI lie and the government data that's a complete fable. And so folks are going to be conflicted even when we get to $1.50 or $2. They're not going to know whether to sell or not. And then for those that didn't pick up big enough of a bag, they're going to be kicking themselves. They're going to be frustrated. They're going to FOMO back in at $1.50. Now, the highest that I've bought XRP is $1.20. In full disclosure, I bought XRP at $1.20 once. You know, I've bought over $1 a few times. Not afraid to admit that. And I wish I would have taken more advantage of stacking when we were at those lows. I'm not sure what the cheapest XRP, I think 13, 15 cent XRP is the cheapest that I've picked up. But I didn't pick up as much as I wish I did. Absolutely not. And so we're about to go through that same moment where we're going to be kicking ourselves and living and having some regrets, but it's going to be on the upside. So it's going to hurt even more. It's going to be more difficult to stomach that even more so. That's what we got to prepare ourselves for. Our mind, body, spirit. We got to prepare ourselves for that. And that's going to be coming in just at $2 XRP, which is easily done. Like I said, when you look at the conservative TA, 10 bucks. And I got some XRP hype tomorrow. You guys thought we put out some XRP hype today. I put out that video, XRP Millionaires. And you guys think we put out some hype today. We got another one tomorrow coming for you guys. Not for me. Not my words. But if somebody's going to get hype about XRP and share something fun, I'm going to cover it. Because we like to have fun like that. And we like to talk about price predictions of 100 to 500. I know. Uh-oh. That's crazy talk. We'll never go there. Then that's fine. But what is your exit strategy if we go to just $2, $5, $10, wherever you think we're going to go? Right? $100 to $500 XRP. Wells Fargo. Treasury management at Wells Fargo. That's an employee from Wells Fargo who's saying that. Apparently, that's her Twitter bio credentials. I don't know. We'll have to verify that. Verify that. But in all seriousness, folks, for me, I look at this digital asset investment in not just XRP, but all of this as how we position ourselves over the next decade. I don't plan on retiring or being, you know, we're not going to just, I just don't care to stop working. It's just a matter of how are we going to spend our time and what are we going to be able to build out, right? I was talking with the Discord group a little bit more intimately this morning in our weekly call about how I went and watched the movie yesterday, last night, and I can't even say the movie, but you guys know what movie I'm talking about. I didn't go see Barbie, a different movie with a little bit more serious tone. And I was just talking with the Discord this morning about how I'm so excited to be able to put money towards causes like that. Saving the children, which the one thing that I'll just say, the one comment that I'll make publicly right now is that if there's anything you need to know about Hollywood, is that they tried to block this movie for 5 years. Why? 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 Why did you guys try to block the movie for 5 years? And that's all you need to know about Hollywood. That's all you need to know about the enemy that we're up against. And this whole little saga with XRP has been included in that story, included in that timeline. God bless you guys. I see you guys in the chat. I see you guys. God bless you guys. We're going to fight like hell. God willing, we're going to strike down this evil. Yeah. We didn't go see Barbie. All right, folks. I'm past my bedtime. And so I better wrap up this session, but I appreciate all of you guys. Everything can be found at my website, zachcreator.com. And don't forget, make sure you guys subscribe, hit that notification bell, and smash the thumbs up on the way out. Really helps the channel grow. And then tomorrow, mark your calendars, probably about 5 o'clock, 6 p.m., 5, 6 p.m. on the West Coast is when we'll be firing up the Twitter space for the Sunday Live. So if you're part of this community, I recognize you guys. I see your names. I see your faces out there. We're going to call you guys up on the Twitter space and give you a chance to ask questions directly. Come on up and say your piece. And I love the Twitter spaces. Last Sunday, we ran up a session for 4 hours. I don't know if I'll get permission from Wifey to run it up for 4 hours again, but if you want to come by Twitter space tomorrow night, 5, 6 p.m. Angelo, 2 spot. Thank you. All right, guys. Appreciate all the support. God bless all of you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you and take care.